Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 34A, Baptism and the Thief on the Cross. One of the most famous accounts of salvation is that of the thief on the cross who was crucified with Jesus. Many people have said, "I want to be saved just like the thief on the cross, without baptism, without doing anything at all." Such a statement usually reveals a desire for easy religion, in which all effort is on God's side with none at all on man's side. Few people say, "I want to be saved just like Moses was, or David, or the Apostle Paul, or Peter, or any other of the great men of God in both the Old and New Testaments." It's always the thief on the cross that represents most people's notion of ideal religion, because it seems to be a case in which no effort was required. No demands made by God, no conditions given which had to be met. But let's examine the thief and see what we can know about him. In Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 39, Luke records for us that one of the malefactors or thieves which were hanged on the cross railed on Jesus, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other thief, the one we're interested in, answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, Jesus, hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." From this we know that the thief was a Jew. No Roman citizen was ever crucified, that particular form of death being used only on oppressed people, as the Jewish nation. We know the thief believed in and feared God, rebuked the other thief, saying, "Dost thou not fear God?" He believed in Jesus as God's Son and the promised Messiah. He called him Lord. He confessed his own guilt. "We're on these crosses justly," he said, "for we receive the due reward of our deeds." That indicates repentance. 1 John 1:9. And the thief knew more about the kingdom of God than Jesus' own disciples did at the time. He knew it was not earthly nor political. He realized it extended beyond this life, and that Jesus would not be thwarted in his purpose, even by death, but that kingdom would still be established. As both were dying, he asked, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus' own disciples didn't know that much. They thought his death was the end. His arrest and trial had scattered them to the four winds, Matthew 26:56. But the thief knew better than that. He knew, as Jesus had said on another occasion, "My kingdom is not of this world," John 18:36. And that thief could only have learned all that from the preaching of John the Baptist, or else Jesus himself, or else one of their followers. And it is conceivable that he could have learned that much about the kingdom without also learning about baptism. No one today knows whether or not the thief had been baptized, but the evidence does seem to point toward that possibility. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that the thief was saved before Jesus' death on the cross, therefore before the gospel was in effect. Hebrews 16 is, "There must also of necessity be the death of the testator, for a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth." So it is with men's last will and testament today. So it is with Christ's last will and testament, the New Testament, then. Before his death, a man may do with his possessions what he wishes, and so could Christ. For after that man's death, the distribution of his possessions is strictly bound by his will, and so is Christ's. The cross places an unbridgeable gap between us and the thief. You can't be saved like the thief was, for you're living in a different age. So was the thief on the cross saved without baptism? No one alive today really knows. Can a man be saved today without baptism? The Bible answers that a clear no. Baptism washes away sin. Acts 22:16. Baptism saves us. 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism is the washing of regeneration of Titus 3:5. Baptism is a command of Christ, Mark 16:16. And all those disobeying the gospel of Christ will receive the vengeance of God, 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Our only hope today is to submit to the will of Christ, and baptism is one part of that will.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.